And it's Ben and Kelly here on 99.7 EJX. All right, setting the bar story. This is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, that's right. 42 million people felt that 4.8 Richter scale earthquake last Friday there in the Northeast, New York, New Jersey area, right?
Sure.
But there was a guy named Justin. And if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a vasectomy during an earthquake, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is bad timing. Oh, keep those hands steady. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, so he's 33. He lives just outside of Philly and about 40 miles from the epicenter of that earthquake. And he happened to be in the middle of a vasectomy when it hit. Yeah. Now, you know, I don't know if anybody is familiar with the procedure. It's about 20 minutes long, right? And he was about halfway through the procedure when the whole room started to shake.
Oh, wow.
And so he's not asleep during this procedure. He's awake.
Nope. Yep.
Which is normal.
I know, because I witnessed my husband.
Yeah.
I was there.
Okay.
I know it's involved.
And he thought maybe it was a train. Then the doctor was like, is that an earthquake? And
it's like, hands up, doc, hang on. Just take a pause.
Right. So
don't snip anything you shouldn't.
Be careful with the old laser there, doc. but yeah, so did it affect the procedure? Well, it turns out that Justin may never have kids again.
Well, okay.
So that means it was a success.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a success. We know about this because he tweeted about it as soon as they gave him his phone back, and he wrote in all caps, "A blanking earthquake happened in the middle of my vasectomy." I remember when I was going in for my knee surgery after, you know, football injury. Uh-huh. I was getting wheeled into the operating room and fire alarms started going off across the hospital. And I was kind of like looking around. The nurses, not phased at all. They're like, nah, it happens.
It's probably a drill. And then, exactly.
And then the anesthesiologist is like, all right, start counting back from 10. And I'm like, wait.
Are we going to be on fire?
Right. Oh, shoot. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without having a vasectomy during an earthquake, you're doing okay.
That was bad timing, but it sounds like it worked out.
It did. It worked out. Everything was fine. All right. There you go. That's your set of the bar story.